E-readers, is this the end of the book? Have you got an e-reader? Are you thinking of getting one? We asked some e-reader owners to give us their opinions. There are many things that people like about e-readers. E-readers are really light, weighing less than most paperbacks, said Nathan Jones, a market researcher. You can hold the book and turn the pages with one hand. An e-reader is definitely more comfortable to read in bed or if you're lying on a sofa. Plus, mine's got a light, so I can read in bed at night without disturbing my partner. Another big advantage is that you can store hundreds of books on them. E-readers are perfect for travel, said Kira Smith. You can have lots of books in one device instead of carrying loads of books in your luggage. The search functions are also popular. You can look for a character by their name or for a place just by typing in the word. That's really useful, said Megan Malone, a sales executive. One user liked the function for increasing font size. I've got poor eyesight, explained Harvey Callaghan, an engineer. But the e-reader is perfect for me as I can increase the font size. And Jennifer Saunders said, I like e-readers because they're ecological. If we buy an e-book, we're helping to save trees, as they don't use paper. Also, my e-reader is solar-powered, so it only uses renewable energy. Best of all is the availability of hundreds of free books online. Project Gutenberg has millions of titles, and they're all free to download, said another user. One of the biggest complaints is that you can't find certain titles. Many books are simply not available in electronic form, said Daisy Madison, an estate agent. If you want a specific book, one that is older, perhaps, or not a bestseller, it won't be available. At least, that was my experience. Others complained about the small delay in turning pages. The gap between pressing the next page button and the screen showing the page is really annoying, said Joel Bray, a shop assistant. Also, you can't flick between pages so easily. So what do you think?